everyone to the very first interview for the Court Confessionals, also known as TCC. In this episode, we'll share about TCC, its mission, and share a little bit about myself. And I'm joined by the TCC co-host, Damage Kisses.
Hey, it's Damage Kisses, and I am TCC co-host, team member, and main Deathblow actress, and I'm really excited to be here.
So I guess we'll launch right into sharing about the Court Confessionals.
Awesome. So I want to ask, what is the TCC mission, and can you tell us all about TCC and the inspiration for it?
So TCC is an acronym for the Court Confessionals. It also stands for Togetherness, Connection, and the Cycle of Life. And we'll talk about the logo and stuff in a little bit. But yeah, the idea behind TCC is to be like an inclusive virtual space. And we want to explore like a variety of cultural topics, especially highlighting alternative culture. It's supposed to be a variety show podcast with special guests. So we're going to have, musicians, visual artists, DJs, and writers and poets talking about what they do. And these interviews will be coming soon. They're going to represent kind of like the podcast part of TCC. And the variety show part is going to be represented by what we call Deathblow, which is kind of like the absurd dark humor offset of TCC. Yeah, so basically we aim to support artists by providing them with additional exposure through social media and through the interviews. Importantly, we are also using Discord to grow a creative community, and everyone seems to be really supportive of each other so far. We hope to see more of that. I came up with the name, the Court Confessionals, because I previously had a Discord for Shepherd. And that's where, like a lot of us, what's now like the team and all the followers, we learned about each other there by sharing personal stories, favorite music, and just by supporting each other. Some of the topics that we talked about there were pretty personal, so hence the name Confessionals, and Cord is short for Discord. And then, talking a little bit about the logo, I guess, I created it and it came pretty naturally, actually. It was like kind of intuitive. I didn't really put a lot of thought into like the symbolism behind it, but I did ask people like, what they thought about it afterwards after I created it and presented it as a TCC logo. That was when I kind of asked around just to get like impressions about what people thought the potential symbolism was. I mean, I thought about it a little bit, but I didn't put a lot of thought into it while I was creating it. It was, like I said, mostly intuitive.
So when I first saw the logo, I saw a lot of things in it. I don't know what I saw first, so I'm just gonna name the things that I did that did come to me. I saw infinity, a circle of protection, umbilical cord, the number eight, which to me, yeah, is infinity as well, but also represents, other things, fire. Divine presence. I don't know if I saw if it was like an angel or a moth or what exactly, but it just feels it felt very strong to me, the symbol, when I first saw it. And I could tell that at least for me, it felt very almost like protected in a sense. I don't know another way to describe that, other than, just the energy I felt off of it, when looking at it, and all the different, symbolisms that I was getting from the logo. And I thought it's I think it's very well done. It's a very pretty symbol. It's very pretty the way that you designed it, but I also love that it that I see all these meanings in there, but two, you know, everyone is going to see something different, and that's the whole point of, you know, looking at a piece of art, or everybody's going to resonate differently. But it was interesting to see what people thought about the logo. And I just think it's really cool. Oh, I saw, yes, the fire. I was saying, yeah, from far away, it almost looks like burning fire to me from far away. The actual TCC letters. So that's where I got the fire from. If anybody was wondering, like, where are you seeing fire? That's what I resonated fire with.
Yeah, like damage this is just mentioned. So the logo includes like an affinity symbol, one at the top and one at the bottom. And you know, affinity, like many people probably know, can represent that which is boundless or endless, and it also signifies eternity, unity, or even everlasting love. It can also read as the number 8, which carries meanings as well, like new beginnings, resurrection, abundance, balance, and stability, sometimes between the material and spiritual worlds, and endless possibilities. And that's totally fitting for TCC. There's also an X symbol, which is something that's resonated with me for a long time. To many, you know, X symbolizes the unknown, a mystery, or potential, and sometimes even indicates a location. Also prominent is a circle, as you can see, and the circle symbolizes totality, wholeness, infinity, again, and eternity. And it doesn't have a beginning or end, so it can also represent like life, death, or rebirth. And again, can, you know, symbolize unity, balance, the cosmos, and even the divine. And there's much more, but we could talk about that forever. So I'll stop there.
So, what is Deathblow? Let's talk about Deathblow.
So, Deathblow is just our dark humor and absurdity. And, you know, it's just going to be mayhem. And I'm going to be going all around places and chatting with people. And I, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know what's going to happen, but something's going to happen. And we're going to
Yeah.
have a Deathblow moment. I'm telling you.
Anyways,
I'm just kidding. It
I
shouldn't
mean,
get too crunk.
yeah, well, that's the whole point, right? Is to get crunk. So, I mean, I
Yes,
don't know.
no. Deathblow. We came up with the name Deathblow. It was kind of like replacing the figure of speech mic drop.
Totally.
Yeah, in one of our chats
Deathblow.
said something kind of funny, and I was like,
Dead.
instead of mic drop. So, you know, that's how that started. And it was all kind of inspired by The Cure's song 100 Years, which I'm sure most people know because it's pretty popular. So yeah, that was the inspiration. But yeah, we're really excited for the videos and Dash Kisses. Do you want to tell everyone, you know, how they can find Deathblow and when?
Okay, look out for our Deathblow videos coming soon. We're really excited for them, and we hope everyone enjoys the dark humor and absurdity with us. And you're going to find Deathblow videos mainly on YouTube, and we're going to have shorter clips on Instagram if you search the Chord Confessional links in the description.
Awesome.
Yeah, as far as why I gravitated towards the music and art of alternative culture, was just simply, I related to much of it. It was just really raw and authentic to me. I mean, there were probably a few major things that kind of drew me to the aesthetic of it. And one of those was the Art in the Streets exhibition that was organized by the Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art, which was held at the Geffen Contemporary in Los Angeles. And also one of my favorite galleries in San Jose, California, that's Anno Domini Gallery, and they show like basically like exclusively as their art. But yeah, I mean, I just the rawness really always appealed to me. And I mean, I've always found like art in general just to be really healing. And I mean, I've always utilized it like at different times of my life, especially when I needed to heal from something, like I am right now, actually. I had a major health crisis in 2022. And, I've adapted from like traditional painting and drawing to a more digital approach towards my art, and gone back to my love for photography a bit. But yeah, those were some pivotal moments in my life that kind of defined my love for art and music and alternative culture, and just kind of, it's a reminder of that symbiotic process of how art, affects our lives. And that's what kind of why I appreciate being a TCT team member, because I get to see, all these artists and be a part of this positive space that helps promote and support them. And things I'm excited about as far as TCC, it's just seeing the community grow and all the artists and also the team members, helping them to reach their goals and be able to celebrate their wins with them. It's just really fulfilling. And I hope that we're able to help connect them with people and enrich the lives of everyone.
Okay, so what sparked my interest in creative pursuits and music as a youngster is music. Music was a start. Music is my first language. I've always had a passion for music and dance. I can't hear music without moving my body to the rhythm. I started dance lessons at 5. I took dance lessons for many years until I was a teen, and then I danced on my own. I watched a lot of old movies and musicals and silent films and like the Ziegfeld Follies with my grandma as a child growing up, because she used to babysit us a lot. And so I would pay attention and watch them with her, and I loved them. And I always wanted to be a Rockette and a Broadway dancer, or a burlesque dancer as I grew older. I always had a love for books, and it was inspired by my dad, I want to say. He had a very big book collection, and he always bought me books when we would go to the mall as a family. I'd buy books and cassettes. My dad had a really cool book collection. He had a lot of books, a wide range of books, but he had this one book on astral projection, which I really gravitated towards. I thought it was really cool. And it's funny because every time I would get that book, he'd like take it away from me and like, smack it shut and put it away and just kind of look at me like, you're not supposed to be getting that, but he
So
never
he
really got on me about it, about that book. He let me get other books, but when I would get that one, he'd right away put it away. I'm sure he had some other cool books that I never found that maybe was hidden after he saw me getting that book all the time. I don't know, but anyways, too, when I was very young, I have really fond memories of staying up with my dad, watching the Twilight Zone. It was kind of like our thing because I wasn't supposed to be up. I would get in trouble if my mom came out the bedroom and saw me like sitting up in the living room watching that with my dad, watching the Twilight Zone. And then especially because it was the Twilight Zone, she'd be like, "Why are you showing that to her?" But I loved it, and I think that's when my love for horror developed, and the macabre and the obscure developed at a very small age, and a lot of it had to do with watching that show with my dad. And
Can I interrupt you for a second? How old were you when you were watching this Twilight
Oh
Zone?
gosh, I was probably about 6 or 7, and just growing up. So I remember, they used to show 2 episodes of the Twilight Zone, I think, back then, and on the TV, and late at night. And so I'd watch probably about one full episode and maybe a little less than half of the other sometimes, and then I'd pass out and wake up in my bed the next morning. I guess my dad put me in the bed. But yeah, I loved watching that with him.
It
I
sounds
was
so
into
fun.
it. And my little sister, she was very different. She was very scared of like everything. Like she didn't like horror movies. She didn't like all kinds of things. Like she used to be scared of Pee-wee's Big Adventure, you know, when Large Marge would come out. Like that would freak her out. So I used to mess with her and I would pause it on that part, you know, because she'd be like, tell me when that part's over, you know. So I'd be like, pause it and mute it. So then I'd tell her, yeah, it's over. And then I'd like unmute it and unpause
Oh my
it.
God, that's
I was so
hilarious.
mean. But anyways, yeah. So moving on. I took some piano lessons as a kid, probably when I was about 7, but I only took about 2 or 3 lessons. As far as my favorite music genres, I'll say new wave, dark wave, death rock, post-punk. Industrial I liked as a teen, but I didn't care for too much of it. And it wasn't until I was an adult I started like appreciating it more and branching out more. I mean, I did listen to industrial growing up. I just didn't listen to a wide range of it. Sorry. Also love synth pop and just anything I can dance to.
That's awesome. Awesome.
My motivation for being attracted to and involved in alternative subculture and outsider art. The interest was always there since, you know, I was a child. I didn't always understand others. I had a respect and a fascination and a love for androgyny. I really loved Pete Burns from Dead or Alive, and I loved George Michael and just anyone that was wearing, you know, be like, you know,
Boy George,
very
like once a boy George.
fashionable and androgynous. I loved Madonna and just people that would push limits and that were different. And, you know, I really loved the new wave genre growing up. I was like all about new wave and synth and all that. And yeah, I remember once being at the bus stop, these younger kids had asked my friends and I if we were new wavers. I was about 12 and they were a few years younger. And I had never thought about it until they asked, but I thought it was so funny when they asked. Like I busted out laughing, but I wasn't making fun of them. I was just like, what? Like somebody actually like asked us, like, hey, are you guys new waivers? And they were like super excited about it. And I was just like, what?
Old were
But
those
yeah, when we
kids?
talked to those little kids, like they were just a few years younger than us, you know, we were like nice to them or whatever. But yeah, I was just like, huh? But I had never really thought about it before, you know, until then. And then that just kind of developed going into, you know, more of a subculture of the darker and the goth scene and all that. And
I love
all
that.
that just
That's
kind of
awesome.
drifted over there. And yeah, in high school, I was a full on, you know, by then I was a baby bat. And, you know, back then in high school, it was not cool or trendy to be that way at all. We were bullied a lot, and it was kind of weird because it's so different, you know. Growing up, it was like the freaks or the weirdos of the schools, you know.
The outsiders, yeah.
Yeah, the outsiders, exactly. So.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Damaged Kids, with us and the TCC team, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. And DCC, what I appreciate about it is, you know, I really appreciate it because we had a lot of time hanging out in the chat rooms, and you know, we would talk during the live streams and we would chat more on Instagram, and we would speak about artists and bands and talk about how we wanted to start something, you know, and just a positive space for musicians and independent artists and a place where they could come and feature their work and talk and, you know, and just kind of over this whole big corporation stuff in general. But that's neither here nor there. My point is, I've always loved music. I've always loved entertainment. I've always loved even being able to promote bands and artists when I know I'm not, you know, I'm not doing it for a gain, a financial gain or any kind of gain or any kind of clout. I'm doing it because I'm, you know, authentic. I'm interested in what they're putting out. You know, I'm truly interested in what they're putting out, and I want to be supportive, you know, and I'm not asking for, you know, anything back, you know. So I really like that, and I like that TCC Did you know that you're also that way, and TCC represents, you know, just building a good community, you know, of
Yeah.
artists and musicians alike, and it's just awesome. I'm really excited to see where this takes us all.
So the Six Undead couldn't join us for this episode, but we'll catch up with him in future episodes. He's a musician, an alternative DJ, a graphic designer, and we really look forward to hearing from him soon.
We also want to mention Stahlschlag, who's currently on break. He's the founder of Sonic Crypt, a TCC partner, a very talented artist, and much more. We hope to have a future episode with him so that he can share more. But for anyone not familiar with Sonic Crypt yet, it's a collaborative, non-commercial platform for artists, DJs and fans of the underground music scene. And you can find out more about Sonic Crypt at the link in the description. So, what's next and what you can look out for from TCC? Well, we're having our first artist interview with HD4884 coming up in about a month. And then this winter, of course, you can look for our Deathblow videos. But we really appreciate everybody. Diana Kissing, did you want to say anything else?
I just want to say again, I'm really excited for this venture, and I'm excited, you know, to explore where this takes us all. Not just us, but you know, I think it's good for everyone. Anyone that's, you know, wants to be come up on and talk and speak or feature their work, and music or talents, and you know, I think it's good to support each other, and I'm just really pleased about it. I'm happy about it. I'm full and thankful for the opportunity and very appreciative and excited. And that's it.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with all of that. And so thanks again and everyone, and look out for our first artist interview coming up this November with HD4884. And we're really excited for that. And look out for that coming up in November and our Deathblow video soon this winter. And
Yeah.
you can find us, follow us, and support us at the links down in the description. And we hope that everyone will join us again for the next episode. And until next time, thanks.
Thank you.